Recording.
All right. I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on February 7th, 2022 at 9:32 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Free is here. Bart Peterson?
Here.
Charles Boffin?
Here.
Cheryl Ingram?
Here.
Seth Myers?
Here.
Karen Whiteford?
Here.
Amber Jones?
Here.
And Justin Larson.
I am here.
All right. Do we have any declarations of conflicts of interest other than myself? Hearing none, I will declare mine as number 8C1. All right, discuss amend and approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to entertain the meeting minutes from last meeting.
All right, this is Mike here. I would like to motion to approve the minutes from last meeting with a correction for my last name. There's no Ian Myers in there, so just to be changed the correct spelling.
Okay.
Sorry about my dad's death.
Oh, no, it happens all the time.
Aaron, I believe for the items to be added for the next discussion, I think it was supposed to be item 12, the email licensure, rather than disciplinary actions.
Let me pull this up. Okay, on the items for next month, our future agenda items.
Is that right?
Yes. So that's another correction.
So I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of January 10th with the mentioned corrections.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the... Get the meeting in a month. The January regular session meeting minutes, excuse me, with the before-mentioned corrections. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the January board meeting minutes have been approved. If you look at future board meeting schedule, at least we're planning on April in person, so put that at the calendar. Hopefully that actually sticks. But that remains to be seen. Everybody good with those?
Yep.
I'll take that at the end. All right, number six. Review discussion of possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously do not have any initials or reviews. So we'll go to number seven. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
Mr. Chair, I move to go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
Chuck.
Okay. Okay, all in favor. Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
And Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session. Karen, obviously, let me know when we're able to proceed.
Okay, it's going to take me a minute.
Yep, understood. We need to describe to the... Since we have a lot of public on the line here, what we're doing?
Yes. So, members of the public, the board is going into executive session, which is confidential. So, I'll place you in the lobby where you'll wait and you won't be able to hear the meeting. And then once the executive session is over, I will admit you back into the meeting.
Hello.
And it's a lot easier to let everybody back in than to put them out there. All right, Mr. Freeze, everyone is back in.
All right, we are out of executive session as of 9:43 a.m.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
This is Chuck. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Number eight, review consideration of possible actions on applications for licensure. We have an initial board application disclosure for Bradley Meacham. Mr. Meacham, are you on from this WebEx call? I think that is a no. Okay.
This is Chuck. It appears like he's submitted everything that he needs to. This was back in 2014-2015, so I move to approve the initial application for Bradley Meacham.
Please, Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Bradley Meacham. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the initial application for Bradley Meacham has been approved. There's no renewal reinstatement applications, and Bart, go.
I will, this is Bart, obviously. I will entertain a motion to approve Mr. Eric Freeze's renewal application.
Would this die from emotion?
Yes, it would.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the license for Eric Freeze, ATR 119.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Chuck seconded it.
Thank you.
I'm moved and seconded to approve the license for Eric Freeze. All those in favor?
Okay. Mr. Freeze is recused. So we have Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Sorry, Eric, I tried.
You did. Almost didn't have to go to work today. Alright. Number 9. Review discussion and possible actions results from the GIRC rulemaking review.
Okay, so you probably, this is Karen Whiteford, you'll probably see in your meeting materials that I included some documents that might not make a whole lot of sense, but what they are the actions taken at the February 1st, 2022 GIRC meeting, and as far as the athletic training proposed rulemaking, GIRC approved all of those rule changes except for all those related to dry needling. So the dry needling rules were returned.
Do we know why?
They felt that the board did not have the statutory authority to make those rules.
Okay. So did they give us any indication as to who had the statutory authority to do the rules?
Well, the legislature would have to approve a bill that included dry needling language and direct the board to promulgate rules to support dry needling.
Okay.
Just so as what happened for physical therapy back in 2014.
Right. We're almost back where we started when it originally got, unfortunately, dropped before.
Yes, but
okay.
Fortunately, there was a bill that was introduced at the very beginning of the session, Senate Bill 1205, and that is for dry needling. And I assume it will show up in the committee meetings either this week or next week, so they'll move it forward.
Okay.
And then we will have to do those rules again.
So there was a bill that was introduced before this rulemaking process?
There was a bill introduced, yes. I mean, before we went to the final meetings with GIRC, there's a certain time frame in which bills can be introduced, so they needed to get it in there just in case the rules didn't get passed. So it's a good thing that happened.
So you obviously said that we'd have to do the rules again. Can we just simply resubmit what's been done thus far?
Well, all of the rules like related to the removal of having to provide professional recommendations, the fee reductions, those all are good. Those are going to go through.
Right.
So then once we have an effective date for dry needling, as long as the bill does get through and is signed, then we can submit the same language that we had before.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel at that point?
No. No.
Okay.
I don't like doing that, so.
No.
So what's the new time frame then?
For the approved rules or the dry needling?
For the Senate bill to make its way?
It could be passed any time between beginning of April until the middle of June, if they did what they did last year and everything took a long time. So, and it depends on if they make it an emergency statute. If they do that, then we don't have to wait as long to do the rules, and it doesn't have to go through the same GIRC process. It just goes through the Attorney General's office. So we'll just have to deal with it when the time comes. So I would think that it may be until, it may not go into effect until September, unless they get it passed as an emergency statute. As far as the other rules go, those will go into effect 60 days from the date that they were filed with the Secretary of State's office. So,
sometime in April.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the date. It was one day last week, so yeah, 60 days. So now is the time to start the communication on that. So I just really quick drafted an idea of what we could send out through email, and that is on page 23 of your board meeting materials. So it just gives, the high-level look at what has changed or what will be changing.
What are you going to have to do in the office to accommodate the new rules? Like, are we going to have to change the website and that kind of, the registration website, that kind of stuff?
Yes, we will. So we'll be taking away the professional recommendation and the transcripts from the initial application. And we'll be changing some fees.
Will that require a lot of work on your end, or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the fees are easy, I think. But taking things, requirements away, that might not be bad. I'll have to meet with Asset, the RIT group, about that probably today to get that ball rolling.
I'm just curious what because we're possibly moving to a different computer program.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to put in work here, and then you're going to possibly have to put in work on the other end? Will it migrate easily, do you think, or will it be...
Well, we will be building the new one from scratch.
Okay.
So there won't be any revisions that'll have to be made.
Just all the front end work.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions related to that? All right. Number 9, review discussion of possible actions results. Oh, excuse me, my apologies. Number 10, review discussion of possible action distribution of license certificates via email.
All right, Mr. Chair, this is me again. So the last time we met, I said that we could send out licenses electronically through DocuSign. And then I met with DocuSign, and they said that's not really the best use of their program. So I met with our Salesforce people over at Asset, and there is a way for Salesforce to send them electronically. So the way that we have it set up now, if you look at page 25 of your board meeting materials, this is a sample of what it might look like. So the main part of the license will be one document, and then the wallet card will be another. So you'll notice on the main part of the license, there is no expiration date. So what the athletic trainer would do is print two copies of their wallet card, one for their wallet, and then one that they can cut out and put on their license to prove that they are current.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So the intention right now is to send these electronically as soon as that approve button is clicked on. And then also, if they sign on to elicense.az.gov, they can request a new copy. So let's say sample person that I have here ended up having a disciplinary action, and they request a new wallet card, well, it'll show on the substatus probation. So it shows their current information.
Gotcha. So the non-wallet one would kind of sort of by definition be permanent.
Yes.
Got it.
And they could still request a duplicate license that would be on parchment if they prefer to have it that way.
Okay. And then how about, I know obviously the board members are listed on that particular sheet. Would that matter when that changes?
Well, you know, that's up to the board. I got this idea from another agency, and they don't have the board member names on there.
Okay. Okay.
Something to think about.
Yep. All right, any other questions on number 10?
So I have a question. Is it okay to move forward with it as it is, or do you want the board member names on or off?
So the big certificate is permanent. You don't get a new one every time you renew?
Right. But you can always print it or have it emailed to you so you can print it.
And then it could automatically be updated at that point with the board member names. I don't think it matters one way or the other with who's, you know, somebody's name. I think the chair probably should be on there, personally, at a minimum. To be more official, I don't know. What does everybody else think?
I think as long as it's just authenticated by the executive director, I'm not so certain the board members need to be listed, especially if this is just a one-time deal, right? It's only sent once.
Right.
So every year that a person gets a renewal, you send out the email, they're only getting the wallet ones, not a copy of the big one.
Right. And, you know, now that I think of it, as far as the system goes, it would be very difficult to keep those same board member names on there. So let's say somebody in 5 years wants to reprint their license certificate. It's going to have the new board member names on there. Mm-hmm. So we might be better off not having them on there.
Yeah, I agree with Chuck that as long as it's It's, excuse me, sorry. As long as it's authenticated by, and Karen, I think that would be quite enough.
Yeah, I would Cheryl and Chuck on that as well.
Would this require a vote?
I don't believe so. We're not taking any action on anything, really.
Staff.
Just more direct you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eliminate the board member
name. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, and I will send out a communication before we start doing things that way. So sure. People don't just start getting these licenses in their email and wonder what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
So as far as the people to replace our existing ones, should everybody be accepting one of these that does not have the expiration date on it? You know, do we need to do one final one that does not have an expiration? Or are you going to just have everybody request a new certificate that doesn't have an expiration on it? Because we're supposed to display these, right?
Yes.
Because legally we have to display these. Well, I've got one that's going to expire in January of 23, so.
You know, maybe I should work with Asset and see if we can just send out electronically new licenses to everyone. Yeah.
As people renew.
Probably just a one time.
I think as they renew, then eventually everybody's going to have one, and then you won't have to.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
For just the initial applications that come in.
Okay. Well, I'll work out the logistics of it, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number 11. Review discussion, possible actions, board business, and reports. And you're up again.
Okay, item 11A, the Drupal website design tool conversion. Just got an email from Asset last week about that, and I have to respond with how we want ours to appear, you know, what color, you know, what kind of categories, and Asset will actually do that conversion for us. And I don't have a time frame for that. Okay, 11B, conversion to Thentia for online licensing. I can't remember if this was before or after the last meeting, but the executive budget was released. I think it was just, anyway. Thentia was in the executive budget. I believe 23 agencies will be converting to Thentia. I have been in discussion through email with Thentia on our specifications. I don't have a time frame, and I'm curious about what it's going to be because that budget is not approved yet, so the funds can't be released to Thentia. And Thentia will be presenting at our executive director's meeting tomorrow, so I'll have more information after that. Item 11C, Executive Director's Report, sub-item 1, the Financial Report. I don't have one available for you right now. I received it like the 16th of January, and I have not had an opportunity to go in and put in revised numbers. But we are still well in the black at the end of the fiscal year. Item 11C2, review of recent board staff activities. We're continuing to work from home. Amber's been coming in on Mondays and Thursdays to process mail. As you can see, she's here today, stuffing envelopes. The OT board had a lot of licenses this past round. So that's about it for us. And then the statistics, we have 858 current licensees, the same exact number as last month. two active consent agreements, and four open investigations. And last month I said that I thought those would appear on this meeting, but I have some questions about whether we have jurisdiction over these people. So I'll have to talk with Justin about that again.
Yeah, feel free to reach out anytime, Karen.
Okay.
Okay, number 12, review consideration of possible actions regarding status of salary adjustments for board staff. So I requested, obviously, that this be on the next board agenda. My question related to that was that adjustment has been made.
Yes.
Is that has been done?
Yes.
Okay, for both you and
Amber. Yes, yes.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions related to that? I'm glad it's been done. That's all we needed to talk about on that. All right, number 13, we obviously have quite a number of public, so if anyone that is on the line that is not part of the board or board staff would like to say something, now would be the time. Crickets.
Mr. Chair, this is David Mesman. I just want to state out loud the overwhelming support that we have from the athletic training community for the dry needling rulemaking process, and wanted to thank you all for your efforts and continue to see that through, even though the outcome was not what we all would have liked. In that same thought, the AZHA will be helping move that bill forward with our lobbyists to hopefully come to a resolution or conclusion, which is the best interest of our members to be able to practice to the fullest extent. But I just wanted to say thank you from AZHA to the entire board for what you guys have done over the past year and a half, even though we didn't come to the end result that we were hoping for. So thank you all.
Thank you, Dave. Karen, is there, without overstepping, I certainly don't want to, is there anything that we can or need to do from the board side of things to aid in that process?
Actually, if you want to talk about that, I believe we could go back to item 9.
Okay,
so we're returning to item 9, and this is in regards to dry needling. Really what the board would need to do, or the executive director would need to do, would be at go to those committee hearings and verify that the board is willing to promulgate rules to support the dry needling statute.
Okay, so it would have to come from the executive director as opposed to the board.
Well, it could come from the board, but the executive director is the representative.
Sure.
And I have lobbyist privileges, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, is that something that you feel as though we would need to direct board staff to attend those meetings, if at all possible?
Well, you can direct me to do it, to go. I would go either way, but.
Okay. Well, I just think it's important for it, so we have it on record that if everybody else is in agreement, that the board would desire for our executive director to go to these meetings to help move that process along as seamlessly as possible from the ABAP side. If anybody else disagrees, please speak up.
Mr. Chair, was that a motion?
It was not a motion. It's simply a board direction.
Okay.
More of a demanding. Is there a resource available that we can see the process of these bills that are going through?
Yes. You can go to AZLEG. I think it's AZLEG.gov.
Yep.
And there are two ways that you can monitor bills. You can hover over the word bills and click on bill info, and that just gives you just what the bill is. Or you can do bill tracking, and then you can sign up for alerts for when anything is happening with that bill. And that's what I use to provide updates at all the board meetings. I would have done it for this meeting, but it's still pretty early in the process. There are a lot of bills that won't make it through the initial committee hearings. Okay, so should we go back to item number 13, call to the public?
Yep, back to 13. If any other public would like to speak, that would be the time, please.
I'm curious if these participants are from a school.
Well, I've noticed a few of my former students on there suggesting that they are on here as a result of curriculum decisions.
Yeah.
We are second year master's students with Northern Arizona University.
There you go.
Great, thank you.
Nobody else wants to speak. Okay. Number 14, future agenda items. Anybody have anything specific? Alrighty again. Alright, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting as of 10:08 a.m.
This is Bart. I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
This is Chuck. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:08 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
All right.